You are now listening to the Lead Radio podcast.
So sina yeke lana u Dr. Safia Abedo on the line ezositshela ke ukuthi what exactly is a cerebral palsy. Today we'll be talking about cerebral palsy. We want to know firstly what exactly is a cerebral palsy, because to me it's a new name. I couldn't even pronounce it earlier.
So cerebral palsy is damage to a person's brain. So it can happen in childhood and it will continue until adolescence and adulthood, right? And it's caused by a lack of oxygen or malformations or so in the brain. So more so it's characterized by that lack of oxygen to the brain. And it normally manifests before the age of 5 years. Right, and you would have it at birth, say complications during birth, or you could get it at a later stage, so a near drowning incident or a choking incident. You know, you ate a sweet and you got choked, and you're not breathing really well for a few minutes. So lack of oxygen to the brain will cause cerebral palsy.
Okay, so does it happen during the pregnancy or after the pregnancy?
Okay, so it doesn't happen during the pregnancy, because during the pregnancy, the baby's getting all the nutrients and all that it needs through the umbilical cord. It will happen at birth. So there could be a complication at birth, or the baby could be trapped in the birthing canal. The cord could be wrapped around the baby's neck really tight. The baby could go into distress during the birth, or when the baby is born, the baby takes a bit longer to cry for the first time or breathe. Also due to complications that happen at birth. So it happens at birth, not before birth.
Not before birth. Okay, what to do if my child has CP as a result of medical neglect?
So that would be best discussed with a lawyer, talking to somebody in the medical field to find out, this is what happened, or just speaking about your experience will lead you to your answers of what happens next with medical negligence,
So what are the causes, if you can state few, what are the causes of CP?
Okay, so like I told you, mainly it's lack of oxygen to the brain. So it can be things like strokes, it could be infections, so it could be things like meningitis could bring on symptoms of cerebral palsy. So you have cerebral meningitis, and then you could present as a child with cerebral palsy, drowning, choking, complications at birth. Those things would be the causes of cerebral palsy.
Okay, can this condition be cured?
So unfortunately not. So cerebral palsy affects the brain and alters the brain, if you can call it that. So there isn't a cure for cerebral palsy, but there is therapy and medication and so on to help manage the symptoms and of cerebral palsy. So cerebral palsy is made up of four main types. So spastic cerebral palsy, and that's when the child is very, very stiff. So, they get extremely stiff on movement, or their hands are stuck in a certain position the whole day. Unless we stretch those arms, those arms will get tight in those positions. So, we say the child will get something called contractures.
So you mean it's a chronic that can last for years?
Yes. It's chronic. It lasts from the time you get it until death, unfortunately. There's no way of saying, I had cerebral palsy and now I don't. Whereas if you had a stroke, you can say, I had a stroke and I've recovered from a stroke.
Okay, so can a child walk with CP?
Yeah, so there's different types of cerebral palsy affecting different parts of the brain. And also there's different severities of cerebral palsy, right? A lot of the times what happens with therapy is our main aim is to get the child as functional as possible, so be able to walk, talk, feed themselves, go to school, and so on, receive an education and so on. So When a child with cerebral palsy would come in for therapy, we normally assess and we normally see, you know, how on which stage is the child with cerebral palsy? What else can we do? What has been done? Do we need any management from any doctors or physicians or orthopedic surgeons? You know, do they need Botox therapy? Do they need anything else to help us achieve those aims?
So can you get a cerebral palsy later in life?
So you can get cerebral palsy, like I said, is normally classified if you get it under the age of 5, right? Over the age of 5, then if you have something like a stroke and so on, then it will be classified as that. But you would still at times have the same symptoms as what a person with cerebral palsy will have.
Okay,
does,
then...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you do. How long can you live with it?
So, cerebral palsy, you can live... Sure, there's no, like... there's no definite... how can you call it, lifespan? Yes, your lifespan is a bit shorter because there's a lot that you can't do, there's a lot of complications and so on, but you can live quite a lengthy life, you know.
Okay, any treatment, diagnosis?
Yes, so cerebral palsy, like I've been saying, the main thing is therapy, getting to an occupational therapist, a physiotherapist, a dietitian, in time to a speech therapist, or in time to make sure that, you know, the child might be meeting their milestones maybe a bit later. Other than that, there is treatment for contractures. So if a child is, you know, receives therapy later on in life and they have contractures in their hands or their feet or whatever, then there is treatment to manage those things. So they could have a release of tendons to help with the contractures. Botox therapy helps with movement. So there is things, there are treatments to manage it. With cerebral palsy, you have a lot of other medical conditions at times. So there are things to manage that, and that the doctors will be able to, you know, your physicians and your orthopedic surgeons and so on will be able to advise on what exactly needs to happen, what exactly the child needs to take to manage those conditions.
Okay, anything to add on that? Maybe like things that we need to know about cerebral palsy?
Yes. So cerebral palsy, like I mentioned earlier, is of 4 types, right? And it does severe, it does differ from person to person, right? If you are a parent of a child that does have cerebral palsy and you aren't receiving any therapy or you don't know where to start, the first step would be, let's go to a occupational therapist and a physiotherapist. Let me see what I can do at home for my child, right? Another thing is that with cerebral palsy, a lot of the times, in severe cases, the children can't speak, they can't communicate what they want, and they can't say when they're hungry or when they spoil or whatever it is. So it takes a lot of patience and a lot of support from surrounding people in the family to give that support to the caregiver of that child. It becomes very difficult if you're living with someone that can't communicate how they're feeling, or if, you know, you're living with a child with cerebral palsy and they're constantly screaming. You know, it's learning those cues of that child to be able to communicate with them. And the best way to do it is with the support of those that are around you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sophia. I think you have covered most of the things about the CP, and now I've got clear understanding of what exactly is CP.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Until next week, same time, same place. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Take care, hey?
That was your Lit Radio podcast. Stay tuned for more by downloading the Femcast app to listen to Lit Radio ZN 24/7.